We shall pray that prayer today again here. That's why I said you should bring this water. I said, pray this prayer point. If you know anybody that is disturbing you, mention his name here. And the angels of God will go and fight for you. And a house that his father started building, 83, you say? 1983. His father was building that house in 1983. And he said that he was thinking that, you know, he said, that house, the father started building it, trouble started. The house was uncompleted. When he grew up now, he began to make small money. He go tell him, Papa, say, I want to complete that house. When he started, all his finances close. I'm sure that the thing will bring you come to this church with that.
That's what brought me here, sir.
That's what brought you here. Your life was upside down. And that day, as he was about to, he said, which name? He doesn't know who is responsible. The Holy Ghost helped him by giving him the name. He had the name Amadi. Amadi. He said, Amadi is his uncle. Waiting to connect Amadi with me, now waiting to happen to me. So he said, well, Amadi ibn Ahimo. Any man that say, I think this was the prayer you prayed, that say, we will not live in
a completed building.
Let him too, let the roof of his own house too be removed. So that as I been, so himself go be. Amen. Here he was praying. The next day, they phoned him from the village that night we were praying here. Something removed the roof of Amadi's house and threw the roof. Physical, not be dream, oh. Physical. Throw it in another village. Far from there. Hey, you open your eye. You don't know where you are. You don't know Brother Assembly. Okay, continue to come. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The man began to say, you say?
The following day they call me. Like, somebody want to see me. I said, I will not come. I don't know. Nothing concerns me with him. So he went to my father. He said, like, I should come back home. So I said, I'm not coming. So the following day they told me that one of the buildings now collapsed. So he came the second day again. He said that he should come to come home. I said, I'm not coming anywhere. So finally, they told me that the same ones out of the building now fell on top of him and he died.
You see? Did you pray that the man should die?
I did not pray like
no.
that.
No. But our God is the mighty one in battle. El Shaddai is the mighty one in battle. Oh, here on Sunday, our Sunday service. He said, every month he collects salary. He goes send up for him, Papa, 10 years. The man, they say he might do something, the leg, the rotting, they go. Every day, medicine, he refused to heal. He said, one Sunday, what with the prayer? He said, he vexed. Maybe he finished paying, he tied, he finished. You can't stand there, he said, you say if person pay tight, you rebuke Devara. This is my papa leg. Devara, Sunday afternoon around 2 p.m. He said, God of Bride, have you God of Pastor Moses? I don't know which one you talk. He said, God of Pastor Moses. If true, you be the God of Pastor Moses. What with the Savior? Let thunder go to the cause of the thing that you worry my papa and strike it. He said, when he got home, the phone tell him, say, see one funny thing, what happened? His father was sitting that Sunday afternoon in front. There was no rain. Sun, they shine, they sit down under a tree with his friends, that they relax with the leg. All of a sudden, a thunder struck and hit the leg. Amen. They phoned to tell him that he remembered the prayer he prayed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The God that answered by fire. 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 Aloma come. Hallelujah.
Joy, pray.
Amen.
Church, praise the Lord. That was 1989. The year 2008, I meant to say. His stepmother killed my mother and she died. When I was praying in the mountain, I said, God, go and fight my battle in my family. God, move.
Power!
The thunder strike in the family of my stepmother and killed 30 members. Commissioner of police at Abia State came. Governor came from Abia State. They gave my father $1.2 million for mass burial.
Ha!
I came to a village with my big Bible. All of them rock. Say, yeah.
Hallelujah! Power from above!
There is power from above.
From above. The Bible calls us the apple of God's eyes. You touch me, you touch my God's eyes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. A young girl was giving my number from Port Harcourt one time. You remember her story, Jerry? What's her name? Somebody like that. She She was having some problem. She called me. I prayed for her on the phone. Something happened. I want to cut the long story short. That gave her faith. Because immediately after that prayer, she collapsed in a mysterious way. But somehow, she came back to life. And she knew it was the prayer I prayed for her that sustained her. She came from Port Harcourt to this place. She came for a weekend here. And then, I did a deliverance on her. She had, you know, very obvious problems. And she left and went back. She also received the Holy Ghost here. And she began to prophesy. I believe she's using the gift wherever she is now. I hope so. Now, this testimony is that she left and went to Port Harcourt. She said when she got to Port Harcourt, she works in a bottling company. What do you call these people that sell Coca-Cola or something? A depot. Yes. And she said that shortly after that, one of the other guests working in that same company collapsed the same way she collapsed and died. And when she went back to Port Harcourt, she said, in a dream, this was a dream, she said, she saw me. I came and I told her to follow me. We went to her office before her boss. That the boss was sitting down. And then she said, this is the man. This is the man. I said, what do you want to do? Oh, yeah, do it according to her. She said she carried her leg, her shoe also. She hit the man. She hit the man 2 times. Same here, I said, is that all? Do whatever you want to do with him. He said, hit her. Kick her away. Hit in belay. No, not in belay. Not in belay, just the hit. She said she woke up. That very next day she woke up. They got to the office. He said, the man came to the office. As he sat down under his seat, he began to shout. And shout the girl's name. I was shouting, I was confessing. I was saying his stomach, oh, his belly, oh. And then broke a bottle and choked himself. Choked himself and died on the spot there. And he was busy confessing that he's the one that killed the other girl, oh. And that this other one, I was shouting her name, just shouting her name. Hallelujah. All these examples are to let you know that God fights battle for his children. Praise the Lord. So, because we go pray that prayer here today. Anybody will say, over his dead body, will I make it? What are you waiting for? Thank you, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, I can't finish all of you. Just two here, that's all. Please, the rest, we can continue tomorrow. We'll continue tomorrow, please. Please. We want to go to action. Thank you. Two here.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, after you, yes. Okay, thank you very much. Hey, sister.
Church, praise the Lord. Actually, I've been enjoying myself since Monday I came in here.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Sir, there is something you preached which is contrary to my church, Assemblies of God. You said that receiving the Holy Ghost, which is the evidence of speaking in tongues, is not general. I don't know whether I'm right.
Yes, sir.
Okay. But the Bible made me to know that receiving the Holy Spirit is a gift from God, which is meant for every believer.
Which scripture is that?
Okay, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 39.
Read it.
Okay, he said that this promise is given to every believer.
Which promise?
The promise of receiving the Holy Spirit, which is evidence of speaking in tongues.
Are you speaking of evidence of the Spirit that you receive? The promise of the receipt of the Holy Ghost. Not the promise of the evidence. You see, read the Bible. Read it in its proper context. It says, Acts chapter 2, where you are reading, continues from 38. It says, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of the Lord Jesus for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you. Which promise? The promise of the gift of the Holy Ghost, because the baptism of the Holy Ghost is a gift of eternal life to you. That's what that scripture means.
So I'm saying this thing because speaking in tongues enables somebody to pray harder. It is only the language devil fears when they are speaking in tongues.
That's what you
devil
were taught.
Be confused. You are yes, it makes you to pray more, and the devil.
I speak in tongues. Devil is confused forever and ever. Sister.
Sir.
I am not stopping you from speaking in tongue. If the Lord has given you a genuine gift of speaking in tongue, it's a wonderful gift. Continue to speak it. Don't let anybody stop you. But speak it only as He gives you utterance. Praise the Lord. Don't speak it because somebody taught you. You see, you have to start with ka 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 lo lo ma 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 ma. Then it will graduate to kalababa kalababa. No. It is a gift. But also, don't think that because you speak in tongue, and this brother doesn't speak in tongue, and this brother doesn't speak in tongue, that does not mean he has not received the Holy Ghost. Your own evidence that you have, that you have received something in speaking in tongue, his own may be a fire sensation all over him. His own may be a vision he will see. His own, he may fall down under anointing. They are all administration of the Spirit, they are all manifestations of the Spirit. And that everybody cannot have the same, because the Bible says, different manifestation but the same Spirit. That's what we're trying to correct.
But as at least a child, every child of God must have that speaking in tongue as an evidence. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Listen, church. Now, you don't blame her. You have not seen these ministers that teach this Holy Ghost thing, the way they present it, you will believe them. Amen. Sister, I am not stopping you from speaking in tongue. Sister, when I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I did not speak in tongue. And sister, amen. You say when you speak in tongue, you pray very well. And devil is confused.
The language doesn't understand.
Now listen, if you are praying in a language he doesn't understand, do you yourself understand it?
You are praying to God. Eh? It's God that will understand what you are praying.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
Listen, church. Hallelujah. It's very interesting. Church, listen. In this church, Sister Assemblies of God, in this ministry, everything I teach you, I support it with Bible. When you speak in tongue, Satan is confused. Which scripture is that?
There is a song that says like that.
I said scripture.
Wait,
there is no scripture like that. The only Bible tells us that when you speak, you are not speaking unto man, but you are speaking unto God. That means it is an angelic language. And please, Satan, Lucifer, was an angel. Every language in heaven is a hearer.
Excuse, sir.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, there is no language, church. The only thing that confuses Satan, listen, church. The only thing that confuses Satan, that will keep him away from you, is if you are under the covenant sealed with the blood of Jesus Christ. That is the only thing that will keep Satan away from you. It's not speaking in tongue. It's not seeing vision. It's not casting out devil. If you cast him away, he will stay outside there. He go wait. When you finish, he go come back again. He go follow you. The only thing that keeps Satan away from anybody is, he said, break the edge. What will happen? As long as God's edge of protection is around you, he can never come. And that comes by living a life of holiness. Not speaking in tongues. Because I have seen people, I have seen somebody that spoke in tongues with a sister and continued speaking in tongues until...
Excuse, sir. Sir,
you are satisfied now?
No, sir. Like in the Bible, Peter and John, they prayed and laid hands on the believers to speak in tongues.
They did not lay hands for them to speak in tongues. They laid hands on them to receive the Holy Ghost.
Which is the evidence of speaking in tongues? They spoke in tongues.
Eh?
They spoke in
tongues. I said they lay hands on them to receive the Holy Ghost. Then they received the Holy Ghost and the people began to speak in tongue. They did not lay hands so that they will speak in tongue. They lay hands so that they will receive the Holy Ghost. But after they received the Holy Ghost, so that Peter can know that they have received, they began to speak in tongue. That is what Peter knew that they have received. But as the church was progressing, Apostle Paul told us, there are other manifestations apart from speaking in tongue. And they are in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Nine of them. God bless you. Which one again?
Sir, I'm not confused.
Okay. Don't worry. Listen, sister. When we close, anytime you have chance, meet AD 70. Meet Pastor Thomas. He will break it down for you. Pastor Thomas will break it down for you.
Okay, sir.
Thank
you. Something I want to ask concerning the ego.
Leave her. Yes.
This ego that is drawn there. I don't know. Jesus Christ, does he have any relationship with this ego?
Were you here yesterday?
I was.
Uh-uh.
But I'm not. I'm confused because Jesus.
Were you here yesterday?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Maybe you were in the spirit. That's all I spoke about yesterday was on that ego. Eh? Praise God. Okay, you meet AD 70. He will tell you more about the ego. See him there. AD 70. Yes?
Praise the Lord. My question is that... my question is...
Go ahead, we are hearing you.
Okay, my question is, when my dad received the Holy Ghost, so he wanted them all his children to also receive the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
So anytime he comes back from church, he's always forcing us that we should always follow the way of God, but won't follow him. We're doing the wrong way. So what he did is that he forced us to be baptized, as the time we went to baptize that. The first place we used to baptize before,
okay.
Before here.
Okay.
So after we baptized, Sana thought that when you baptize, the way everything will be plain now, the way everything will be clean, anything you do will be succeeding. I don't know that is when another battle started with me. Sana thought that because I have baptized by immersion in this church, that I will make my GC paper by being baptized. After the exam, I failed all the papers. I said, but he said if he received, if he baptized, everything will be clean now. Okay, I sat for a while. So after that, he was keep on forcing us. Follow my way, I've received the Holy Ghost. He has received, and I truly know he has received. Forcing us. Okay, till 2008, 2009. So after then, and I had a dream. I had a dream that rapture took place and I did not go. I said, when I woke up, I was afraid. So I started praying. As if it was not enough. So I try to amend my ways to be straightforward.
So what's
with
your
God.
Question?
So my question is that the next one that Adam had again was I saw the mark. They wanted to give me the mark. I was fighting with them, fighting until I got up. I was afraid. Say, hey, does it mean that I will not make capture? So I say, okay, God, I will follow you from today. So I went to buy Bible. Say, and then I started following this Galatians 5. Things that you are not meant to do.
Yes.
So now, Anna said, they said a day is 1,000 for God. As a day in the world is 1,000 for God. And then I said,
Our own 1,000 is a day for God.
For God. Yes. Okay. And they said, God, Jesus Christ will reign 1,000 years.
Yes.
So with the little mathematics I know, that means if someone does not make the rapture, if you multiply 1,000 times 1,000, it's 1 million years. That means someone does not make rapture, he will suffer for 1 million years. Is it the meaning?
Hallelujah. Yeah. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe?
I want to, that's why I came out. That is my number third question. That I want you to prove to me if I've actually received.
I should prove to you if you have received the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
You are the one that will let me know that you have received the Holy Ghost by the life that you live after receiving an experience.
Okay, after from there, I say, God, every Fiji, I'll be coming to Fiji every day now. So I've still coming to Fiji. I say, throughout this year, I will not miss any Fiji. So I've only missed one. So I've gotten my Bible, as I'll be reading my Bible every day. Then things that you are not meant to do of the flesh, I will not do it. I've written them in my book. I'll be following them one by one. Then after then, things are still moving in my life. As in, people that are owing me, they are still calling me to pay because it was rough. But now they are still, if I say something, if I pray, God is to answer. But so, if I pray before, he will answer, but it will take longer time.
So what's your question now?
So my question is that, what is the evidence that you have received the Holy Ghost?
Have you had any experience, a supernatural experience, that lets you know God touched you in any way?
Yes, that was the dream I had.
No, not dream.
Okay.
Since you have been going to church, you've been praying, have you received any experience?
Yes. If I pray, he answered me. The one I prayed last week, he answered me.
No, that means you have faith.
Okay.
That means you have faith. Anytime you pray, God answers, it means you are a man of faith.
Okay.
I am saying that have you had any experience in your life, in your Christian life, that lets you know that God touched me?
Yes, yes.
When?
That was starting from this year. From this year.
Okay. From that time that you had that experience.
Yes.
All of a sudden now, you discover that you don't want to offend God anymore.
Anymore, yes.
You like the presence of God now.
Yes.
You do. Yes. And you discover that you are now connected to heaven. Anytime you pray, they answer you.
Yes.
That is evidence you have received the Holy Ghost.
Okay. I'm satisfied now.
You are satisfied now.
Number two question now. As yesterday I was teaching somebody. So, anytime I pray with these children, if I pray with them, they will only say amen at the beginning. Then when I'm praying with them, they won't be saying amen, amen. So, now I ask them, why is that if I pray with you? If I say in Jesus' name, you say amen. But when I start praying, you won't say amen. Then at the end, you say amen. So I now notice that they now say they are Jehovah's Witness. I say, okay. So they say they told them that you only say amen two times. I say, that one is impossible. Because as you pray, you say, amen means so be it. So she now gave me a scripture that this is where they wrote it in the Bible. That is Matthew chapter 6, verse 7.
Very repetition.
Yes. Then I said, what is the meaning of that? I want to ask you so that I can give her the answer when I see her.
Amen. Yeah. Have you seen a Catholic man before?
I was once a Catholic.
Do you have a
chaplet? Yes. Rosary.
Okay. Rosary.
Yes.
What is rosary meant for?
As in to pray.
Eh? How do you pray with it?
I've forgotten.
You are to say, Hail Mary 20 times.
Yes, yes.
You have to say Our Father
what?
200 times. Hail Mary times, 10 times, you start again. So to keep you informed of the number you have done, you will hold one. So that when you are saying, you won't forget the number. You hold so that you know, I don't talk three, remain seven. Then you will talk. It is vain repetition. That's the meaning of vain repetition. Don't continue to, that is enchantment. Pure enchantment.
So, how will I explain to Duma? Because Duma said
I'm going to explain to you. Sir.
Okay.
It is vain repetition. But Pentecostal too, they do vain repetition. Amen. You just want to imagine that your earthly father, you need school fees. Then you go before your father and you stand. Papa, school fees. Your father will look at you. This is my head. My picking head, don't colo. Praise the Lord. He said, ask and it shall be given to you. But you go and stand there. That is vain repetition. Oh, scatter, 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 scatter. Olua, olua, olua. Amen.
Amen.
My sister that speaks in tongue. Amen. Hallelujah. My sister that speaks in tongue. I have seen those who claim they speak in tongue, and every time it's only one sentence they are saying. Which language be that? Which language be heremama? Okay, heavenly language. A heavenly language. It's vain repetition.
But the woman understand it. She said that continue saying amen. Amen is the repetition.
You are saying something and I am responding by saying, so be it. It's a response. You will make it this year. Amen. You will not die by accident. Amen. You will pass your WAEC this year. Amen. You don't pass?
Pass.
Eh? You don't pass now. Thank you.
But Pastor, the calculation 1,000, is it correct?
It's wrong.
Okay.
It says, 1,000 years, our 1,000 years is a day before God. So if Christ is coming to rule on earth for 1,000 years, it means before God is coming to rule the earth for one day. That's the meaning. Okay, sister. The last sister now.
Please, Pastor, I want you to clarify me in this aspect. The Jehovah's Witness, they say God has a certain amount that will go to heaven. And when you argue that with them, they'll say, open the book of Revelation. Please, I want you to explain more about that.
The 144,000.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very foolish doctrine. There are millions of Jehovah's Witness followers all over the world. And they say only 144,000 will make it. So, what gives you hope that you'll be among? Okay, the rest. Okay. Oh, they teach that 144 will go to heaven. Then the rest will be here on earth. It's a wrong doctrine. Praise the Lord. 144,000 is Revelation chapter 7. Now, listen. Let me just give you a picture of it. Because of our time. The gospel will end with the Gentiles after the rapture. The gospel will turn to the Jews. But when the gospel will go to the Jews, it is going to start with two prophets. That he, God, will give the anointing of who are who? Moses and Elijah in Revelation chapter 11. Those two prophets will be opening the eyes of the Jews to something, because by the time the rapture strikes, the Antichrist will leave Rome and come to Jerusalem to sit in the temple to be worshipped as God. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 is written there. Now, he will be sitting down there to be worshipped. Carnal Jews will worship. There are circumstances that will give room for that. But the gospel, the light is now coming to the Jews for God to open their eyes to now know who Jesus is. Because Romans chapter 11 verse 25 says, blindness in parts has come upon Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles may come in. The fullness is when the last elect Gentile comes into the body of Christ. The door is closed. Then he will go to the Gentiles, to the Jews. Through the sermon message of those two prophets, God will take 2,000 from each tribe. The 12 tribes of Israel. 2,000 men that he will anoint. He will give them the Holy Ghost. It is the seal that God sealed them on their forehead. The seal on their forehead is indicating an understanding that he will give them. And they will go around the world, wherever Jews are, and tell them, that man sitting down in that place is the Antichrist. Don't worship him. They are the 144,000. It's part of the activities, and after, they will continue doing that for 3.5 years. After 3.5 years, according to the Bible, the Antichrist will break that covenant. And that is when that great tribulation will start. That is the period that if you don't have the mark, 666 mark, you will not be allowed to buy or sell. The 666 mark on your forehead or your right hand. But remember, by that time, the bride has gone. Hallelujah. That's the ministry of the 144,000. Praise the Lord. The last person. Huh?
Praise the Lord. Pastor, I had a dream. In that dream, I saw you. And
saw me with plenty of money?
No, sir.
I like that revelation.
Some Anglican priests and the Catholic priest, they were following you. So I was, when I turned, I saw you, I began to shout apostasy. I was just saying apostasy. A voice said, even if Pastor Moses followed this way, don't follow him. So after that, 2 days after, I saw this picture. And I was asking myself, is it right? Then, the book of Exodus, we know that the Bible says we should not make anything in likeness of what is in heaven. So I began to ask myself, is it right for Bride Assembly to keep this picture? Knowing that this picture represents Jesus Christ. If this ego is also a representation of what is in heaven. So clear me, sir.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The scripture said something. You are linking this to the dream you had. I was moving, an Anglican Catholic were following me.
In that very picture, what I'm saying is that God showed me that picture before I saw this.
The dream.
Yeah. After the dream.
What did you see in the dream again?
I saw you were moving. And some Anglican priests and Catholic priests were following you. So I came out and I saw you and I was shouting, apostasy. Is it possible that Pastor Moses can lead this group of men? After the dream, I came to church. 2 days later, I saw this picture. So, knowing that we are not supposed to keep anything that has likeness of what is in heaven, I began to stop. So that is why I remember the dream and this picture. That is why I'm connecting the two.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know, you have access to me. You have my telephone number. You know my office. You have a serious dream that can stumble you like that. And you were waiting to collect microphone to ask it in the general church. But let me tell you something. Hallelujah. If you believe your dream so much, and you are led by your dream, and your dream, God tells you that Pastor Moses has gone apostate, leave Bride Assembly in the interest of your eternal life. That's the answer. God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Any other question? Any other question? Okay, we are finished. Oh, the last person. The last person is finished. Yes? Oh, you have not finished your question.
Praise the Lord.
I have answered you now.
No, there's another question, sir.
If you are sure of your dream, that any dream where you see na correct, and in your dream you notice that God will show you that Pastor Moses has gone apostate.
I said, I heard, if Pastor Moses go this way, don't follow him.
That's what I'm saying now. Now you have found out that he has gone that way.
No, sir, you're getting it wrong. I was asking
I am interpreting your dream. I'm here to answer questions. Excuse whether me, it's affecting me or affect you, if you ask me questions, I will answer. I'm giving you the correct reaction to your dream.
But the same God told me, stay in Bride Assembly.
And God again tell you he's going apostate.
I thought it was a dream I had. I wanted to know.
Was it not in the dream God told you stay in Bride Assembly?
Yes, sir.
And another dream again tell you, say, he's gone apostate.
That's exactly what I saw in my dream, sir. I'm not lying.
No, listen. Exodus chapter 20 tells us clearly, you will not make the image or likeness of anything on earth or in heaven and bow before it. Worship it. We are not worshiping this thing here. This thing here is a symbol of what we stand for in this ministry. This thing that you are seeing here is in the scripture. We have it on the floor here. The eagle. I'm always standing somewhere here to preach. It's not because of this. But I love to stand near the people when I'm preaching. I will never be an idol worshiper. I know my Bible too much to bow before anybody or anything. Amen. And the Bible, the dream is warning you. Maybe you have so much confidence in Pastor Moses until you are so sold out to him. And God wants to stop you from idolizing any man. And he's showing you, if you see Pastor Moses going the way of the denomination, don't follow him. The certainty that you should remain with the truth. Praise the Lord. That is the meaning of your revelation. Amen. But that you came and you saw this, hallelujah, that is a display of what we believe. Every end time message church has this thing there. We are not the first. All of us, we have the pictures in our homes, in our offices. Amen. We put it there for people to know. This is what we stand as judgment to the whole denominations. It reminds us of who we are. And the people wanted to turn this church to another Pentecostal church. People are just coming and seeing power, 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 power only. We want this to remind everybody that enter here who we are. Praise the Lord. That's why we put it there. Amen. We never bow to anything. Nothing is a picture. It's not an image. We know better. Amen. Church, what I am preaching today is what I have been preaching since I saw this message in 1989. I have never changed my revelation. What I'm preaching now is what I'm preaching when we were 4, when we were 5, when we were 10. I never changed my revelation because it is a certain revelation.
My last question, sir.
Yes.
There are times we pray here, we'll be asked to, ask for the visitation of the Spirit. That is, we are asked to ask for more infilling of the Holy Ghost. But when the apostles received the Holy Ghost, it was once. I want to know, is it right for somebody that has received the Holy Spirit to ask for more? Or do we recognize that the Holy Spirit is in us, is dwelling in us?
Which scripture is that? Acts chapter 5.
Yes, sir.
Open it.
I don't have my glass, sir.
Sorry, that's the last person, please. Let the rest sit down, please. We'll continue tomorrow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4. The apostles were facing persecution and they gathered to pray. They gathered to pray. Hallelujah. Verse 29. This was their prayer. They gathered to pray. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child, Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken, where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. After they were filled in Acts chapter 2, in Acts chapter 4 again, they were filled. So you can be filled and filled and refilled, filled and refilled, and filled and filled and refilled. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Some people saw a revelation that I was standing with a fuel tank, with a fuel pump, and vehicle will pass. Anytime their tank is empty, they will come and stand, and I will fill. They will take off again and go. Praise the Lord. That feeling there is the feeling of the Holy Ghost. Reviver. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Do we love him? Do you love him? Do you love him? If you love him, stand up. Amen. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. Stand up, stand up, stand up. We are going to action now. Hallelujah. We are going to action now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If we are ready for action, shout hallelujah.